Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Happy Friday, it's Glenn the Outlaw here, and today is December 11th. Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news outside of the county, but still nearby, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Organized Retail Crime Unit arrests suspects involved in a multi-million dollar theft ring. The Polk County Sheriff's Office Organized Retail Crime Detectives, working with the Attorney General's Office of Statewide Prosecution, Ashley Moody, Attorney General, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, developed five suspects, all from Georgia, during an investigation that started in August of 2019 at the Auburndale Walmart, where three men were conducting suspicious merchandise returns. Two suspects have been arrested, one suspect has died of natural causes, and two suspects are at large, both with warrants for their arrests. There are three additional suspects that investigators are attempting to identify. The investigation shows the criminal organization has been operating since at least the year 2014. Working with Walmart investigators, records show losses to the retailer during the time of this investigation between August 15th of last year ending March 24th, 2020, includes approximately 600 fraudulent transactions that resulted in a loss of about $300,000. It was determined that of these losses, around $174,500 was stolen from Walmart stores located in Florida. Four verified thefts occurred within the jurisdictional boundaries of Polk County, Florida on August 31st, 2019, which totaled a loss of $3,552. And here in Hardy County, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is asking for your assistance in finding Christian Taylor Burcheat, who has two local warrants, one for violation of probation for unlicensed carrying of a concealed weapon, and one for failure to appear for carrying a concealed weapon. If you know of any information regarding Burcheat, call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. You may be eligible to receive a reward. You can also submit tips on the free Hardy County Sheriff's Office mobile app, or you can call Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. When you submit your tip to Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida, you will remain completely anonymous. Your local events here in Hardy County next weekend will be filled with food and fun, as there's two events planned back-to-back for that Friday and Saturday. On Friday, Relay for Life will be on December 18th at Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and a live auction at 6 p.m. Your support is greatly appreciated, and together we can find a cure. And on Saturday, December 19th, Boxing Out in Arcadia will host their first annual holiday cookout from 1 to 3 p.m. It's at 203 South Manatee Avenue, Arcadia, Florida, 34266. For only $3, you'll get two hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water. If you're unable to afford the meal's cost, come on down anyways. They will gladly take care of you. All proceeds will benefit the Salvation Army in Arcadia. And with the holiday season right here, you might have a lot of shipping boxes from Amazon, eBay, or other places that need to be taken out and recycled, so they encourage everyone to bring your used cardboard and packing foam with you. They'll have staff on hand to unload the donated material. That is on Saturday, December 19th at Boxing Out in Arcadia, 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia. And next year, the end of January, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Lakeside Neurologic in Wauchula is looking for a switchboard operator. A high school diploma or GED is required. Previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, a school or office setting is preferred. Advanced Auto Parts in Sebring is looking for a driver. You must have a valid driver's license with fleet safety certification. Automotive parts experience is preferred. And Kinder College Enrichment Center in Alturas is looking for a before and after school teacher. 1 year of child care experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this for your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to us, Hardy Midday. That's hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather and forecast report, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather, 65 degrees, feels like 70, mostly sunny with no chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east at 5 miles an hour with gusts up to 7 miles an hour. The humidity 55%, indoor humidity ideal at 50%, dew point 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover's 26%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s with light and variable winds. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A familiar face is coming back to lead the USDA. President-elect Joe Biden has selected former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to reprise that role in his administration. Vilsack spent 8 years as Ag Secretary during the Obama administration and served 2 terms as Iowa governor. Given the heightened hunger issues facing the U.S., Vilsack brings a familiarity to the position that allows him to hit the ground running on day one. Jerry Allen Newby of Limestone County secured the title of State Discussion Meet winner following an intense final round of conversation about international trade. AlphaFarmers.org reports the Young Farmers Contest was held during the Alabama Farmers Federation's 99th annual meeting in Montgomery on Sunday. Newby was presented his prize, a four-wheeler, sponsored by First South Farm Credit, and honored on stage. He is a row crop and cattle farmer from Athens. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried and Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services are reminding Florida ag producers of some upcoming deadlines for USDA assistance programs. According to MorningAgClips.com, today, December 11th, is the deadline for Dairy Margin Coverage Program and the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2. And December 31st is the deadline for the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, while the deadline for the Seafood Trade Relief Program has been extended to January 15th.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. There are always going to be challenges when learning to grow any new crop. Hemp is definitely no exception. But the biggest challenges, according to Lake County grower and processor Jamie Treadwell, may be after the crop is harvested.
It is a harder crop than people think to grow. But in my experience, most of the farmers, they are used to dealing with weather. They are used to dealing with pests. If you're a farmer in Florida, you know how to deal with those things. I would say the thing that farmers really have to think about is, what is my plan post-harvest? How am I going to harvest this? Where am I going to store it? How am I going to stabilize it? And then who am I selling it to? And what are their expectations?
Treadwell, who sells hemp products at treadwellfarms.com, wants to make sure her fellow hemp farmers enter the industry with realistic expectations.
I think a lot of farmers have this idea that, you know, almost like these are money trees. And a lot of consultants and others will try to tell them that's the case. I think this crop has a lot of potential for Florida farmers, but it's still a hard crop. It's still a lot of work. It's a lot of work when it's in the field, and it's a lot of work once you've harvested it.
Treadwell encourages other growers to start small, make a plan, and expand once they're comfortable.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. A U.S. government advisory panel has endorsed Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, which now awaits an expected FDA approval. Next week, the FDA will review a second vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. Separately, HHS officials are proposing changes to medical privacy rules to ease information sharing under the governing 1996 Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, drawing upon suggestions from the medical community and patients as a result of the opioid epidemic and the coronavirus. One noteworthy suggestion would give patients the legal right to take on-the-spot photos of their own medical records at a hospital or at the doctor's office. On Wall Street, a mixed finish. The S&P was down 5. The Dow closed down 70. The NASDAQ up 67. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Patriots ain't what they used to be. Jared Goff and the Rams picked New England's defense apart in a 24-3 romp in Los Angeles last night to clinch their fourth straight winning season under coach Sean McVay, something the franchise hasn't done since the 1983-86 run with Eric Dickerson and coach John Robinson. Goff rushed for a touchdown, threw for a TD pass to Cooper Kupp, and the NFC West leading Rams improved to 9-4 in a rematch of their 13-3 Super Bowl loss back in February of 2019. Cam Newton had 16 passes, 119 yards, and a pick. Jared Stidman came in the fourth quarter for the second straight week and was 5 of 7 for 27 yards. For the New England Patriots, their endangered push now for a 12th straight playoff berth with only its second loss in the last six games. This is SRN Sports. The NBA has fined Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets $25,000 apiece because Irving refused on several occasions this week to participate in a team media availability via Zoom. Irving explains his silence, saying he wants to ensure his message is conveyed properly. It's been 77 years since Navy last visited Mitchie Stadium at West Point to play Army. The 121st meeting between the service academies tomorrow is one of the most storied rivalries in sports. The game was moved from its customary site in Philadelphia this year due to COVID-19 crowd restrictions. President Trump is planning to attend. Phillies hire longtime baseball executive Dave Dombrowski as president of baseball operations. Andy McPhail's, the current president, has plans to retire after the 2021 season. Dombrowski led baseball operations for Montreal, Miami, Detroit, and Boston. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with the Friday edition of Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll find at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, the evening news is where they start by saying good evening and proceed by telling you why it isn't. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and happy holidays. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com.
Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.